Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chof Tes and Meseches Ksubis, is 951st daf in Shas. It's also the beginning of Perek Elu Nairos. We are going to continue in the Mishnayos to discuss halachas of Ones, a lot of which had come up in the first and second Prakim. However, many of the topics in Perek Elu Nairos are quite different than the first and second Prakim. Today's daf, we're not going to see much of it, but a large part of the next seven dapim, Lamed through Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches, will revolve around the topic of Kimle Bidrabine, which we will discuss in Mirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Today's daf, of course, is going to introduce with a Mishnah that's going to continue the topic of Besula. Even though the word Besula is not mentioned once, if I'm not mistaken, in our Mishnah, the topic will be Besula because we had discussed previously in the first perek that if a woman is a Besula up until age 3, so then in such a case we say Besuleha Chozrim, and if there was any type of Bia or abuse, in such a case she's still considered a Besula. However, after the age of 3, then she would be considered a Beula. Therefore, our Mishnah is going to tell us the following halacha. The halacha of a naira murasa, that if she is raped, her father gets a knas, only applies to a naira ubesula. Hence, our mission is going to differentiate between those women who, as we saw in the end of the second parak, we could assume is considered a besula, and those who we cannot, that we have to assume is a beula, and therefore she does not get knas. Then our daf is going to begin to analyze some of the halachic categories of the Mishnayos, and the Gemara will begin to get inside of the halachos of tashlume knas, in a case of ones, in the payment of fine in case of rape. Says our Mishnah, Chof Tes Amud Aleph, Elu Nairos Sheyesh Lahen Knas. These are the Nairos that even if we're not sure that they did not have relations beforehand, nevertheless, their father, which we will discuss later on in our Perek, get a Knas. Haba ala mamzeres val nesina v'ala kusis. We will try to spell out all these categories. A mamzeres is, of course, the offspring of someone who was not allowed to marry or be with this man, particularly from an eishes ish. Va'al hanesina, a nesina, Rashi explains, are what we call the givonim, that David made a gzera, that the Gemara in Yevamos and Ayin Ches describes, that we cannot marry them. So we're not allowed to be married to them. Valakusis, as well as, according to the opinion that says, the Cuthians, who were sent by the Syrian king to the Shomron in Eretz Yisrael and underwent the process in Geirus, as described in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin. So those Kusim, there is a discussion of whether their Geirus was valid, and our mission is assuming that their Geirus is not, and therefore the Mishnah is being mechadesh that all of these people, even though the rapist is not allowed to marry them, nevertheless they're entitled to knas. Habala giores vala shvuya vala shifcha sheniftu v'shenizgayru v'shenishtachru p'chusas mibronos shaloshanim v'yom echad. We mentioned the difference between whether a girl had relations before the age of 3 or after the age of 3. So if you have a case of 3 women, a convert, someone who's taken into captivity, that's a continuation from the second parak of Ksubis, and a Shifcha, all 3 of these women, one has to assume has had relations beforehand, and therefore one would have thought qualify as a Naira Besula in the case of Ones. Nevertheless, Sheniftu, if they were redeemed, Vishenizgaru, in the case of Gioras, if she converted, Vishenishtachru, they were freed, Chusim Banashon, Vishon Yom Echad, when they were less than 3, so then in such a case, they're also entitled to a Knas. Continues the Mishnah, Habolachoso, Valachos Aviv, Valachos Imo, someone who has relations with the sister, his sister, or his father's sister, or his mother's sister, Valachos Ishto, or his wife's sister, Val Eishes Achiv, or the wife of his brother, Val Eishes Achiv, or his uncle's wife, Valanida, and Anida, All of these cases are cases where there's kares. So the Mishnah says, yesh lem knas, there still is a knas, afu pishem bikares, ein ben misas bezdin. Because there is no misas bezdin, so then there is going to be a knas. This is our first introduction, we said, to the famous Shas concept of kimle bidirab mine, that if there would be a misas bezdin, so then in such a case, the Gemara begins to analyze our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, these naros have knas. Look at all these abnormal situations of our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, hani naros psulos islo knas. All these naros who are psulos, like mamzeres nesin and kusis. Ksheros lo. And if it's a regular Jewish girl without complicated issues, she's not entitled to a knas. Hachi kamer el naros psulos yeshlan knas. The way to read it is, this is what it means to say: the naros psulos have a knas. Habalam zeres on the scene lal kusis, aside from a regular naira. Gemara continues to deduce naira in ketana lo. From our Mishnah, it seems that a naira is entitled to a knas, but not a ketana. Man tamar, who's that follow? Review the mayor. He desanya. We learn in a brayse ketana mebas yom echad. That shetavi shtei saros yesh lo mecher ve'ein lo knas. Someone who's under the age of 12, her father can sell her. Can sell her as a shifcha. It's an interesting lashon that Rashi used to sell her as a shifcha. He could sell her as a shifcha, and she doesn't get a knas. But once she reaches nairus until bagrus, that is, bagrus is the age of 12 and a half, nairus is the age of 12, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, then she gets knas. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Shai Rabbi Meir, kol makom sheish mecher, and knas, kol makom sheish mecher, knas ein mecher. The only time there would be the father's opportunity to sell her is in a case where she does not get knas, and whenever she gets knas, she can't get mecher. The two, for some reason, are mutually exclusive categories. Chachamim disagree and say ketana is entitled to a knas. Analyzes the Gemara, the statement of the Chachamim on the last line of Chav Tesam and Aleph, knas in mecher lo. Af knas b'makom mecher. V'hani b'nei knasenu doesn't mean that she does not is not able to be sold by the father. The classic case v'chim karishes bito la'ama is a girl who's a ketana, but chachamim disagree and say that a ketana has mecher, her father could sell her, as well as he gets the fine of rape, even if she's a ketana. In contrast to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that's only when she's a naira. V'amai asks the Gemara Chavtesam Beis, two lines from the top. Why is it that the naira's psulos, we put a big period after showing that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Now we have a new question about the opening line of the Mishnah about these psulos of Gioras, excuse me, Mamzeres, Nesina, and Kusis. These psulos get knas. V'amai ikri kan v'lo siya li'isha. Let's take a look at the Torah HaKadosha in Dvarim Lamed Beis. There we have the psukim of a woman who chas v'chalila is raped. And there the Torah tells us in Pasuk Chaf Tes in Dvarim Chaf Beis, V'nasani ish ashei chivima la'vi anayra chamishim kasev v'lo siya li'isha. Number one, he pays her knas. Number two, the Torah Kedosha says he is supposed to marry her. By the way, God forbid he doesn't rape her again. But rather, in those days, when a woman was raped, obviously expectations were different. That's not for us to discuss now. But if the woman wanted, only if she wants, so then in such a case, then the husband, the man, is required to marry her. And that is helpful for her, because now he is responsible to take care of her. In other words, he wanted to take her as a woman of his relations. Now the Torah says, well, you did it in a way that was improper, so now you are responsible to treat her in an appropriate way that a man is required to treat a woman. The halacha clearly dictates it's only if the woman wants, but clearly that's part of the geder hachiyuv. Part of the requirements of the ones is, number one, to pay chamishim kasef, 50 silver, and number two is for him to marry her again if she wants. So now, Here, you can't fulfill the second half of the pasuk. He needs to marry her if she wants. So how could you say that she's in the parasha of Knas altogether? Amar Reish Lakish, Naira, Naira, Ha Naira. There are three times the Torah in the parasha says the word Naira. Chal Gufei, one for itself, to tell us that we're talking about Naira. Chal Asuye Chai Ve'lavin, one to tell us that the prohibition, the woman he raped was prohibited to him as a lav. As we saw in our mission, that's Reish Lakish's opinion, that even though normally you need Isha Haru Uyalo, however the Xeris HaKosuv comes out of its way to say Lavim and Chayve Krisus. Moses is bothered at the end of the day, so what's the Pasuk of Elosia Li'isha coming to tell us? It tells us the last line in Dibra HaMaskel L'chad, and that is to bring out the point that we emphasize, Elosia Li'isha, that to him, she will be a wife. Chazal darshan midaita on lamitesa mebeis, if I'm not mistaken, that she has to do it willingly, and that's what the pasuk lo si elisha is coming to tell us. That's Reish Lakish's answer to the question. Rapapamar besula besulais ha besulais. The pasuk by mefate says the word besula three times. Chadu gufei chadasui chayv lam chadasui chayv krisus. For Rav Papa, my time alo amar Reish Lakish. Why Rav Papa not give Reish Lakish this mekara? Humi boile lechda bayit. He needed the psukim of Naira, Naira, Naira for Abaye's rule. Amar Abaye, Abaye to Abol, Meso Potter, Shinemar Venosan Lavi Naira, Lavi Naira, Velo Lavi Mesa. If he rapes her, but she, for whatever reason, passes away, nothing to do, God forbid, with the rape, but rather she passes away, then in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv to the father, because the payment is described to the father of the Naira. That means a Naira who's alive. For Reish Lakish, my time alomer kerev papa, ahumi boile, he needs a pasuk by mefate obsulos l'gzereshav, desanya, kesev yishkar kemal habisulos, he has to pay the amount of a ksuba, of the girl, the moar besulas, the price of a besula, she eizeh kemoar besulas, and moar besulas kezeh. The Chazal darshin, that this chamishim kesef is not only the price for a case of pitui or ones, but it has to be 50 kesef as well in the case of mefate. Both the case of ones and mefate is going to be 50 kesef. Reish Lakish, nami b'boilech deba Abaye, for a papa nami mi boile l'gzereshava, but each one needs to learn out the other one's halacha as well. So what's each one going to do? Elishisa kroy. There are six psukim. Ksivi naira naira hanara psula psula psulas trial gufayu. One for ones, one for mefate. Chad l'abaye, one for Abaye's rule that it has to be that she's alive for the father to be entitled to the money. V'chad l'gzereshava, one for the gzereshava that we just mentioned of Rav Papa, that it's chamishim shkalim. Aishu le'trei, chad l'asui chai v'lav, and chad l'asui chai v'krisis, and that's how we learn out the psukim. Ulafuke mehaitainu. The assumption that we're making in the above sugya, and in our Mishnah, that we say that there's knas for mamzeres, and achoso, so that is not consistent with the following opinion. Our Mishnah was not assuming like Shimon HaTimni, who says that it needs to be a woman that the Kedushin is toe-face with. Now, of course, if a man goes over to a mamzer, the Kedushin does not take effect, except possibly according to Rabbi Akiva. Or if a man goes over to a Chayve Krisus, like the cases that we had in the Seifa of our Mishnah, we had the cases Achoso, Achos Aviv, etc., etc., the Kedushin is not Tofes. So Shimon HaTimni says, these women in our Mishnah do not get knas. Reb Shimon HaTimni disagrees because he says when we have this pasuk that we mentioned two lines on the top of Lo Si Elisha, that means a woman that the kedushin will be tofes with, and therefore the above mentioned women in our Mishnah where the kedushin is not tofes, there is no knas. Reb Shimon Menasi Omer Isha Ruya Lekaimya. Reb Shimon Menasi even goes a step further. He says it needs to be a woman who you're allowed to stay with. Now Chayve Lavin, according to most opinions, except according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin is toe-faced with them. However, the halacha also has another category, and that is a woman that you're able to stay living with. Even though the Kedushin is toe-faced, we would force the man to divorce a Chayve Lav. What's an example of a Chayve Lav? Machzir grushaso, someone who is married to a divorce, someone divorces a woman and then wants to remarry her. So in such a case, that's an Isur Lav. The Kedushin would be Telfes, according to most opinions. We'll get to Rabbi Akiva shortly. According to most opinions, it would be Chal. However, at the end of the day, he cannot stay married to her. So this is Shimon HaTimni versus Reb Shimon Menasseh. My Benai, what's the difference between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon Ben Menasseh? Amar Reb Zeru Mamzeres Nesini Ka Benai, two cases of our Mishnah. Liman Domer Yesh Bahavaya. According to the opinion of whether the Kedushin is going to be Chal. So if you assume that a mamzer, the kedushin with a mamzer is an iser lav, which is the majority of most opinions, that mamzeris is an iser lav. It is an iser lav. If erroneously we seem to intonate not that way, bottom line is mamzeris is an iser lav. There is a machlokis whether the iser lav, the kedushin, is going to be chal, and now the Gemara is assuming that by an iser lav, the Kedushin is Chal. So therefore, Kedushin is Chal by both the Mamzeres, as well as a Nesina that we spoke about, Yehoshua creating the Iser, which is also in Iser Lav, because there's an Iser Lekohol. So at most, it's an Iser Lav. So then in such a case, the Kedushin is Chal. So Lamad Amar Yesh Ba'avaya, Honam Yesh Ba'avaya, and therefore she would be the entitled to a knas, the nesina, the mamzeres. L'mandamar ruya l'kaima, ha'ena ruya l'kaima. But according to mandamar that says that it needs to be, it's a woman who's ruya l'kaima, so this woman is not ruya l'kaima because you can't stay with the mamzeres. These two women, you can't stay with the mamzeres and nesina. We mentioned that what confuses us over here is shitas Rabbi Akiva. Ula Rabbi Akiva, the amar ain't kedushin tosim b'chayve lavin my beinayu. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that not only when it comes to chayve krisus does kedusha not take effect, but even by a chayve lav, if a man goes over and is mekadesh and a sino or mamzeres, it doesn't take effect. So if that would be so, my beinayu, then what is the machloks between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Menasseh? Ikem beinayu almana lekohen gadol ki Rabbi Simoi. According to Rabbi Simoi, almana lekohen gadol falls into an interesting category. There, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin would be Tofes, despite the fact that it says in Parshas Emor that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona. Disanya. What is the Pshan Rabbi Simai? Rabbi Simai Yoimer, Min HaKol Oyser Rabbi Akiva Mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva says that because Kedushin is not totally seen by Chai Ve'lavin, everybody's going to be a Mamzer. Chutz Me Almona L'Kayin Gadol. The exception is Almona M'Kayin Gadol. Sha'arei Omra Teira Lo Yikach V'Lo Yichal. Chlulin Hu Osa Ve'ein Osa Mamzerin. So there is a Gzeris HaKosuv that says Lo Yichal, that if the Kayin Gadol takes an Almona, he's Mechalol his children, but it doesn't turn them into Mamzerim. So therefore, since it doesn't turn into Mamzerim, Tosis makes a big deal about this assumption, Dibra Maschel Chiludin, since it doesn't turn the child into a Mamzer, so then Rabbi Akiva's rule about Kedushin not being Tofes with Chayvei Lavin is because that relationship, according to his opinion, creates Mamzerim. And since, when it comes to Almana L'Kohen Gadol, that relationship does not create Mamzerim, so then the Kedushin would be Chal. We've touched on this in Yevamis on Memtes Amud Aleph. Mirtzeh Hashem, we will pick up with Rebbe Yeshiva. I must run to Yeshiva to learn with the Talmidim Ayikarim. And we will pick up with Rebbe Yeshiva, four lines from the bottom. Bezer Hashem on Tainus Esther, where we mamshich the Simchas Atayra, which comes with the Zman of Purim, and continue to learn together and grow together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chof Tes in Meseches Ksubis. Our Daf, of course, was about Knas, that a Naira is entitled to, and our Mishnah is Mechadesh, that not only the regular Naira, as the Gemara points out, but Mamzeres, Nesina, Kusis, Giyar, Shui, Yeshivchesh, all of those cases, if it was the last three, if it was their redemption or conversion took place before the age of three, all of those above women are entitled to knas. And the Gemara introduced us to a discussion of whether a ketana is entitled to knas. We follow the opinion of the Chachamim that says that a ketana is entitled to knas, even though our Mishnah was following the opinion of Meir, who says that a ketana is not entitled to knas. And then the Gemara gave us some sources for different halachos in regards to knas. For example, we learn from the pasuk v'nosan avi anayra that the father has to be alive. And finally, we had a shas machlokes, two important shas machlokes. Number one, with velosia liisha means isha sheyesh ba havaya or isha ruya lekaima, which is the isha that's entitled to knas. Our mission is assuming only those nashim that the kedushin is going to be toface with, as opposed to that's the opinion of Shimon Atimni, excuse me, our Mishnah will not be following Rav Shimon Atimni because our Mishnah even includes Chai v'Krisus, while Rav Shimon Manasseh is a third position who says that it needs to be even women, not only that the Kedushin is toe-faced, but it needs to be a woman who's Ru'iyah L'Kaima. Then we were introduced to the fascinating Shita Rabbi Akiva that, working backwards from Tosas's perspective, which seems to be pshat, and that is that any relationship with Chai v'Lavin is going to produce Mamzerus. Once it's going to produce Mamzerus, so then that Kedushin will not be toface, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Kedushin is not even toface, b'chai ve'lavin, and we conclude our daf that the exception is Amana l'Kohen Gadol. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf Chav Tes in Meseches Ksubis.